There may be people listening to this now in a relationship where, to the outside, they're happy, but they know they're not, because their partner is controlling, manipulative and or belittling, and you don't know what to do. Well, listen up. Meet life coach, life survivor, Maggie Curry. Morning, Maggie.
Good morning, Bernie.
This was your experience for how long?
12 years.
And you had been courting beforehand, had you?
Yes, I was only 19 though when I got married, which was probably a stupid idea in retrospect.
And you'd had no hint in that time that what would happen?
No hint at all. It wasn't until I actually got married, and it was about a year or so in, I discovered that I wasn't allowed to do whatever I wanted. If I dared to put on a lipstick, I was therefore going out to see a man, or things like that. And I volunteered to be a special constable, which involved 4 hours on a Friday evening. And he would ring up the police station to see if I was there and things like that.
So that happened 1 year into your marriage. You were married for 12 years.
Yes.
How on earth did you put up with that for 11 years?
I just thought it was normal.
Right.
I just assumed that was what happened in marriages until it came to a point where I thought, this can't be normal. I've got to seek help somewhere. And I went to see a solicitor and said, is this normal? And explained to him. He said, absolutely not. And it wasn't until that point that I just assumed it was normal and everyone was treated that way.
Were you a different person then? Because to do the job that you do now, to be in a position where you advise others, you must be a strong, level-headed woman. Why would you not break free?
Because you don't realise it isn't normal, therefore you don't want to break free, and you also have this fear, if you like, that you're going to be on your own. You're in this comfort zone, for want of a better word. You know where you are, and no matter how you're being treated, you assume it's normal and that you won't get anybody else anyway, because you're always being told that you're useless and nobody else will want you. And you believe it.
That's common, isn't it, Denise, that it becomes better the devil you know?
Absolutely. And I think, as Maggie says, it's one of these things that actually creeps up on you. You know, it starts off with this bit about maybe it's all you going out to see somebody else, and then it might be, are you going to be where you are going to be? I'll just check up on that. And it grows and it grows. So you actually perhaps aren't completely aware of it until it becomes so big and you are so restricted. And you're told, as Maggie is saying, that you aren't going to be worthy of having another relationship with another person. That you think, well, okay, maybe I ought to sort of just hang on in there until something perhaps just does happen and you can't move, you can't breathe.
So how easy was it to leave?
It wasn't easy at all. It took an awful lot of courage, especially as I had his brother coming around and threatening me to say, if you don't stop this divorce action, then your life won't be worth living. And he got his work colleagues to ring up and all sorts of things. You have to be really, really strong.
Did you confide in anyone?
My parents, yes. That was it. If I'd known there were life coaches, I'd have been first in the queue.
What was the advice given by your parents?
They just said, whatever it is you need to do, we'll support you. And they realised I wasn't making any of this up in the end. I mean, in the beginning they thought I was. But in the end they decided that I wasn't. So they were very helpful.
So 12 years of being belittled, of being ground down. Mm-hmm. How long to build yourself back up?
It can take years and years and years. There is no quick fix. But I've been happily married now for 30 years, so it's taken that long. And it's taken quite a few years of working on myself. But it doesn't take 30 years, but it takes a few years to rebuild your confidence.
On your website, maggiecurry.co.uk, you offer 7 steps to mm-hmm. self-confidence. It starts off with a reality check, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. That's where you have to begin, face your reality. Because if you don't know where it is you are, you can't possibly move forward.
And that can be quite brutal, can't it, Denise, looking at that? What was the cause of it? How does it make you feel? Why is it continuing?
Yes, many people who have found themselves in abusive relationships don't have the confidence to even start to look at that. And they have been so, in many cases, brainwashed to believe that everything that was going wrong in the relationship was indeed their fault. So to be able to sort of then stand back and look at my part in that, to take some responsibility for where I am today, is very difficult, and it can be brutal indeed.
When you went on to meet your husband now of 30 years,
mm-hmm.
how did you feel with the experience that you had had beforehand?
How did I feel? What, meeting him?
Beforehand. Did that bad relationship colour how you viewed future relationships?
It had an effect, yes. It's quite difficult then to trust people. But fortunately, I'd known him for a few years before, so
yes.
It really wasn't that much of a problem. But I can see it could be for other people.
And I think trust is one of those things that many people will talk to me about in my counselling room and say, if I can't trust this person, how on earth can I possibly have a relationship? And one of the things that to do with trust is to recognise that it's mine to give. It's my gift to give to someone. Somebody can't make you trust them. And if I'm having difficulty in trusting them, perhaps I have to, back to this reality check that Maggie talks about, be brutal with myself and say, well, what is it that I'm not able to trust in me as well?
Mm.
And that is something that many people will struggle with because, well, no, it's nothing to do with me. It's the way I've been treated. It's all out there. A lot of trust comes from within yourself.
Do you think it would have been easier, Maggie, if you had spoken to people as you were going through it?
Quite possibly, yes. But at the time, you don't realise what's happening, so therefore you don't speak to anybody. It's not until you get to the point where you just can't take anymore and you realise that this isn't normal, that's when you want to speak to someone. And had there been someone, I'd have been there speaking to them, yes.
And there are now. There are people like you, there are people like Denise in Relate, mm-hmm. there are counsellors around. Is the reason why some people don't get help is that they feel ashamed, Denise? It's a big leap to talk to someone like you.
It is, and as Maggie said, sometimes people aren't believed because a lot of people who are manipulative are also quite charming and without realising it, manipulate the community that they are living in as well. So if I go to a friend and say, oh, you know, he, she is doing this, that and the next thing, oh, no, they can't put, no, they're not like that at all. No, you're imagining it. And that just feeds into my sense of, well, nobody's going to believe me, so perhaps it is me, perhaps there is something going on here. And I can feel really quite ashamed and perhaps guilty about not fulfilling my role as a wife or indeed sometimes as a husband.
Maggie has written about this on the Huffington Post. Give us some advice on how people, men and women going through this, can stay strong, Maggie, when they're trying to leave.
It's quite an effort to actually stay strong. You have to be absolutely determined that you're going to leave this relationship. And you've got to really hang on and not listen to your nagging voice inside saying you're not doing the right thing, or other people who are threatening you, or your partner who is obviously going to have his ego bruised, his or her ego bruised, and is therefore going to be wanting to manipulate you even more and be more and more charming and tell you you're doing the wrong thing, come back to me. But hold on, be strong and leave.
Do you need to have the practicalities set first, Denise, of where you're going, when you're going, who you're going with, or do you just take that leap and everything else will follow?
That the lack of knowing where I'm going, how I'm going to do it and when and where are often the factors that keep people stuck. So one of the things that I will often talk to people about is what resources have you got? Where can you go? Have you got your passport? Have you got your birth certificate? Have you got copies of these sorts of things? Because these are the things that you're going to need to have with you and take away with you. So there's an awful lot of planning that needs to be done. For many people, though, in that situation, sometimes they're very, very, very frightened about being found out, their plan being found out. So it is something that, and sadly Maggie didn't have, but it is now available. People are there to talk to help support you through this. And once you've got all of that information, and you've got some support, I'm not saying it's easy, but it can be achieved.
Well, there's advice on Maggie's website. She'll take you through 7 steps for self-confidence. It's Maggie Curry, curie.co.uk. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you.
If you'd like to talk to Denise about that or anything else, you'll be next door for 15 minutes.
I will indeed.
None of it will be broadcast. It will all be fully confidential on 01604 23 4455.